It's the Metallica moment, and it's on X107.5's Extreme Disorder. Josh Bell from the Las Vegas Weekly in the X107.5 studios.
Hooray!
Josh Bell, hatesEverything.com. And we've referenced your sister, the fact that she's attractive.
Right.
Several times here on this radio show. Well, it turns out that big soiree that the Palms plays threw the other night, where Dana White mentioned to Brian and Lemmy that that Forrest Griffin is going to be fighting Chuck Liddell on New Year's Eve, also included your sister. Your sister was at that party.
Nearly as exciting.
Well, what was exciting about it, apparently, is that your sister was trying to get all up on Lemmy's junk.
Who wouldn't be?
That's
not true?
That's not true. She was actually very friendly. She collects rubber ducks.
She loves rubber ducks. That is true.
She's one of those girls that collects things, and it was a rubber duck party. They had 25,000 rubber ducks in the pool.
Oh, did it?
And she was loading up.
Did it get kind of embarrassing there at the end?
It was a bit awkward, loading up the armfuls of rubber ducks.
Did she really?
George Maloof actually said, "Excuse me, those rubber ducks are for everyone."
Yes.
She took 21,000 rubber ducks home.
I think she might be a quack.
What does that mean?
No wonder she was all over you, man.
Yeah, see? Can you see it? Yeah.
With comedy chops like that.
Exactly. What chick wouldn't be?
She was very nice, actually. Yeah. I had actually never met your sister before.
Well, I'm glad you get to meet her.
She was very nice.
She's a lovely person.
Yeah, she
thinks highly of her brother.
She does. And you know what? She is your biggest fan. She was actually really like a huge glowing Josh Bell endorsement the whole night.
That's very sweet of her. I very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, and rightfully so. Josh Bell is a very insightful man who shows up on time every single week.
She said ever since you got out of rehab, you've turned your life around.
Very hardly ever shoot up anymore.
Yeah. I've really turned things around. It's true. Yeah. Right.
Very insightful movie reviews, and here we go.
All right. Movies. This week, I guess the biggest thing, it's nothing, huge this week, but Hellboy 2 is probably the most anticipated of the week. Yeah, The Golden Army is the subtitle of the Hellboy 2. And Hellboy is, of course, the giant red superhero guy who is from hell. He's a devil of sorts. And he fights evil. And the first movie I thought was good enough. Hellboy himself is an entertaining character. Ron Perlman plays him. He's kind of gruff and grumpy, but he loves kittens. So, there's that to him. And it's true. He loves kittens.
All right.
And this movie is very similar to the first one in that the plot, not all that interesting. Some bad guy wants to destroy the world and whatnot.
And he stops him.
And Hellboy stops him with the help of his girlfriend, played by Selma Blair, who sets herself on fire.
She's
and the fish man and a new character who's like a smoke thing or something and is voiced by Seth MacFarlane.
Sounds like a formula for success.
So there it's amusing enough. And
the smoke thing's the bad guy?
No, he's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
He's like part of the
Hellboy. I can deal with that.
He's
but if it was Stewie's voice and it was the bad guy, then I would
that would be kind of funny.
No. And he does this sort of officious German accent as the voice of this.
Because he's the man of a thousand voices.
There you go, at least three.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro is the director who directed the first one and also Pan's Labyrinth and Blade 2. And he's a good director.
Well, sometimes.
I think the thing about Guillermo del Toro is that he has a lot of imagination when it comes to the visuals. There's a lot of really insane, weird creatures and battles and stuff going on in this movie. But the story, what it's all built around is not as compelling as I would have hoped it to be. But I did still like it, and especially I think if you like Hellboy or if you like the first one, you'll enjoy this.
Sure.
It wasn't spectacular, I would say.
Out of five stars?
I give it 3 stars. It's solid enough. Yeah.
Okay. I seem to remember Del Toro actually included it in his contract with, I can't remember what the deal was,
Universal.
That he had to be able to make Hellboy 2 or he wouldn't sign with them.
Right, and in fact, I don't remember what studio it was, but the first one came out from a different studio, and it didn't make enough money for them to feel like it was worth making another one. But he is very insistent. He loves Hellboy, the character, which is a comic book character. And the creator of the comic book actually co-wrote this movie, so they collaborate a lot on it. So.
Still not that good, though.
It's okay.
After
it's
all
good
that
enough.
Work.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Journey to the Center of the Earth
in 3D.
Yes, in 3D. And this is definitely a movie that it's not always in 3D. And if you go see it, there's really no reason to see it if it's not in 3D. There's not all that much of a reason to see it. I don't know how you can really simulate 3D on the radio, but I appreciate the effort.
These are stereo microphones, my friend.
It's not really... It's a very, very predictable sort of family, kid-oriented
movie. Wait a
minute. Movie.
Is it a Brendan Fraser movie?
It is a Brendan Fraser movie.
Oh.
And he kind of does the same thing as the Mummy movies, where he's a scientist, you know, and he goes on an adventure. They journey to the center of the Earth. There's dinosaurs and sea monsters and whatnot. And then they escape.
Sea donkeys?
Sea donkeys.
Man.
No.
Slowly kick the crap out of
you. You're just stubborn.
And, you know, 3D is not, the 3D technology looks great now, you know, the way they do it. But it still doesn't do anything other than, like, it's coming at your face, you know. Yeah. And there's like, spit.
Which is good for certain movies.
Face. And, yeah, but not this is very family friendly.
That's not good.
I wish they would do something more with it. And certainly this movie, unlike Hellboy, which has all these, like, creatures that, you know, every few minutes you're like, how did they think of that? And in this movie, every few minutes you're like, well, everyone else has already thought of that, but it's in 3D.
Looks like Jurassic Park
underground. It looks like Jurassic Park, but it's not even as good as Jurassic Park. So it's okay for kids, but I give it 2.5 stars.
Mm. Yeah. Real quick, I have never seen a 3D movie with the new 3D technology. I know you still use the glasses. You wear glasses. How does that work? Is it comfortable? Is it interesting? Is it annoying? What?
Yes to all of those. It's not that uncomfortable, but I do kind of end up with a headache afterwards. And I personally am not sold on 3D as something that's that amazing.
I do love a movie that gives me a headache.
Or that's worth sitting an hour and a half. And the thing about the Journey to the Center of the Earth is it's really structured like one of those theme park movies like Captain EO or something. And if it were 20 minutes long and I were seeing it at Disneyland, then I would have enjoyed myself. But, but for an hour and a half, it doesn't really work.
Boo, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Boo.
Eddie Murphy has a new movie out.
Yes.
It's called Meet Dave.
And Eddie Murphy plays, surprisingly, two roles in this movie.
Whoa.
Only two. And he plays a spaceship that is shaped like Eddie Murphy.
It's like human size,
it's
or
like,
is it huge?
It's human, no, it's human size because the aliens inside it are very tiny.
Okay. Mm.
And the captain, also played by Eddie Murphy. And the aliens, they come to Earth to save their civilization, and
that sounds interesting.
They don't understand the human customs, and so they have all these awkward interactions with people, like
zoinks.
Every movie,
you mean their spaceship does.
Their spaceship does, right? They have to control the spaceship and make it say things or move around, or whatever. Yeah. And Eddie
Murphy, sounds nutty.
It's mildly nutty. It's very predictable. Not
is anybody
very
riding that part of the spaceship?
Just those two guys.
This movie also rated PG, much like Journey to the Center of the Earth. So it's very tame. Sometimes mildly funny. Certainly better than Norbit, for example. It's not particularly offensive. It's just kind of boring. And Eddie Murphy, he doesn't seem to be trying.
I heard he didn't even show up at his own premiere.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Is that true?
That's true. Yeah, at the Meet Dave premiere. He's busy shooting some other movie or so.
Sure.
Yeah, but the director for that other movie that he was supposedly so busy shooting was at the premiere for Meet Dave. Eddie Murphy was not.
So,
out of five?
I give it 2 stars.
Wow.
Don't go see that.
You're going to have to break out the 1 star one of these days.
None of these movies are worth hating that much.
Okay.
No.
All right, The Bank Job coming out on DVD this coming Tuesday. What did you think about this one?
And this is a good movie. It's a sort of based on fact or speculative fact, crime drama heist movie about a bank job, obviously, starring Jason Statham of the Transporter movies, who's just kind of a cool action dude.
Sure.
And it's not your typical heist movie. They actually do the heist kind of in the middle of the movie, and there's a lot about this conspiracy that they find themselves caught up in. And, you know, it's not the greatest heist movie ever, but it's entertaining, and it's kind of dark, surprisingly so. It's not just the Ocean's 11 kind of caper thing.
Sure.
And it's pretty good, pretty exciting. I definitely enjoyed it.
Out of five?
I give it 3.5. That's one to check out. Definitely rent that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, your classic rental of the week.
Well, since we've got crappy Eddie Murphy this week, we go all the way back 20 years, actually, when Eddie Murphy was funny.
Long?
And how long it's been since Eddie Murphy was funny. And Coming to America, which is a movie that, again, it features him playing a guy who doesn't understand sort of American customs and wackiness ensues. And he plays multiple roles, but it's done a little more lightly and a little more with a little more human emotion, and it's just funnier, you know.
I like Coming to America. That's a funny movie.
It's a funny movie. Arsenio Hall, as we were discussing earlier off
very
air,
funny
is
it.
Very funny in it, and
he plays multiple roles as well,
and he pulls that off as well. So you know, it's entertaining, and it'll remind you that this guy actually is very talented. It just hasn't been demonstrating it lately.
Out of five,
so I'll give it 3.5 stars.
That's a pretty good one to go check out. It's a classic rental of the week. Coming to America. To recap, Hellboy 2, Journey to the Center of the Earth, sucks. Meet Dave, Well, Bank Job on DVD.
Meet Dave sucks just as much as Journey to the Center.
Journey to the Center slightly better.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Bank Job coming out on DVD on Tuesday. Pretty good.
That's a good one. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's time to play Josh Bell Knows Everything. If you think you know more about film than Josh Bell, 791-1075. If you beat Josh Bell today, we're going to set you up with some passes to go check out The Dark Knight, which is the new Batman movie.
Ooh.
Wednesday, July 16th, 7 p.m. at Rave Town Square Theaters. That's before the release, so that's pretty cool stuff. Here's Bush, Machine Head on Extreme Disorder. 791-1075. Once again, the number if you want to play against Josh. Battle his wits.